when I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, we kick off your weekend with a funky start, playing and celebrating and talking about R&B and funky stuff. And we'd love to get in your requests. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's ready to go. Goldfish in heels. Viggity, viggity, Vic, Vic is running around the newsroom. Esmeralda just stopped spinning on her head. Esmeralda the Heartmelda. We're all ready to go, so get your requests in now. Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. We also have some text requests that we'll get to as well. But my first choice, I was just, I just heard this song, and I was like, you know, this is a great song. So let's play this one.
If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why do they do it that way? Reaching out, touch a stranger.
Yeah. My favorite song on Thriller, like, by a mile. And they never made a video for it. It wasn't even, I don't think it was released as a, was Human Nature released as a single? Like, my favorite song on the album, I don't think it was ever released as a single, and I know they didn't make a video for it. Then there were 65,000 videos and hits on that album. So, all right, there you go. There's a little fly jam for you to get you going. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up, and then right to the requests, 312-981-7200. Fly Jam Friday coming up. Yeah. I like to start off my Friday mornings with a little P.E. I love this. I love Public Enemy. Oh, do I love them. Fly Jams Friday. Still going. There's a little Public Enemy for you. Can't trust it. They performed that, Dan, they performed that song on the SNL that Michael Jordan hosted.
Oh.
And also featuring Jesse Jackson reading Green Eggs and Ham. One of the, one of the best episodes of SNL ever. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready to spin. Let's get back into Fly Jams Friday.
Very quickly, did you hear that Flav was suing Chuck D?
What?
Yeah. I didn't read the story, but I saw the headline.
Come on now. He's supposed to be his hype man. He can't. Come on now.
I'll get to the story.
Okay, thanks. Did you hear that, Esmeralda? Flava Flav is suing Chuck D?
Why?
We're going to find out.
Oh, in music news?
In music news, yes. I'm calling Kurt Loder right now.
Oh, where's he?
I don't know. I still think he works for Rolling Stone. I think he works for Rolling Stone.
I'm just glad he has a job.
Now, you know TRL is back.
You know what? I didn't like it to begin with because it got rid of my favorite show, MTV Live. So
MTV Live was your favorite show?
I loved MTV
Live.
Who
was the host of MTV Live?
Carson Daly.
Oh, it was Carson Daly.
It was like a talk show thing, and they had silly things going on.
Didn't they do the same thing on TRL?
No. TRL was the countdown.
Yeah.
With the music videos and everything.
And it was in Times Square, right?
Mm-hmm. But the MTV Live was Carson Daly almost doing like a talk show, and then they would have guests on. But it was that kind of guest show, talk show format. They had a desk, and they would sit. It was more relaxed.
So
it
wasn't just him standing in the middle of a bunch of teenagers with a mic.
Right. There was no crowd either. So it was just kind
nobody outside either?
No, not at that point,
no.
I think. But there was, you know, like the crew, you could hear laughing when like things would go on. I liked that better than just screaming girls.
I haven't watched the new TRL because I'm 52 years old.
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be like the old TRL, and I don't like
it. Is Carson Daly hosting it? Do we know that?
Probably not.
No, Carson Daly's too big now. He hosts The Voice, right?
He's too old. Like, no one would know him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you need somebody in their 20s, right, to host it?
I'm sure.
It's got to be. All right. Well, this
And
was,
I don't have MTV.
I know you don't. Did you get the thing I sent you about the 90s house?
I did.
This is going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster, I'm sure.
By the way, they're doing a Celebrity Big Brother.
Don't they always do that?
No. This is the first time.
Do they? Oh, just in the UK then?
They did it in the UK, okay. Yeah. But they've never done it in America. And I don't know who the celebrities are going to be, I would guess.
A bunch of C-list.
Yeah, no question about it. But just having them live in the house and you can watch them 24/7, that's fantastic.
I guess.
All right. Don't be dissing on Big Brother.
All right.
All right, here's the one. Flava Flav. Thank you, Dan. Hot off the presses, straight from Kurt Loder. Dan found Kurt Loder.
Oh, you should play the dun dun.
Oh yeah, dun dun. That sounds almost a little bit like Law and Order, doesn't it? What we just did.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, there it is. There we go.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder. Flavor Flav is suing Chuck D and members of their group, Public Enemy Productions. Production and management team over alleged unpaid royalties.
Uh-oh.
In his lawsuit filed Tuesday, the rapper, whose real name is William Drayton, claims that for several years, despite being identified as a writer on over 50 Public Enemy... Please. But for 50 Public Enemy songs, he has not received regular songwriting royalty statements. He also claims that his payments for Public Enemy's ticket sales and merchandise deals have diminished to almost nothing, quote-unquote. Despite Drayton's position in Public Enemy, the group's management and related companies have for years attempted to minimize his role in the Public Enemy business while continuing to rely on Drayton's fame and persona to market the brand, the papers state. He brings this case only after months of investigation and attempts to obtain underlying accounting figures, contracts, and merchandising information, quote-unquote. The lawsuit states that one of Public Enemy's business managers, quote, entered into merchandising deals for products such as Public Enemy branded watches and Flava Flav doll. They, by the way, they're spelling it flavor in this
That's
news.
That's someone completely different.
It's not Flavor Flav.
Maybe they do get money because Flavor Flav.
It's a completely different guy. Flavor Flav is a different dude.
Mr. Flavor Flav.
It's not Flava Flav.
That's someone else. Different guy.
Flavor Flav. Without the rapper's consent, and he received no compensation for them after the lawsuit made news. Flavor Flav.
Wait, isn't Flavor Flav the knockoff Kool-Aid?
Yeah, that's what it is. Took to Instagram to assure fans this legal argument isn't too ugly. Hashtag attention, everyone. This is Flavor Flav speaking himself. He wrote this to followers. I love my partner Chuck D, everyone, so don't get it twisted. We'll fix it. Yeah, boy!
I mean, he just wants his money, but I'm curious how they were splitting the, you know, the whatever money.
Let me explain something
like
to you.
Like, per word.
He didn't write anything. Are you kidding
maybe,
me?
Maybe he had some opinions in there, but...
Yeah.
I mean, is he listed? As one
I
get.
I mean, if he's listed as a writer, then yes. But come on.
But I do. I'm curious how they broke it down. Because if it's something where they're like, well, I wrote the majority, so I get more money.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Chuck D gets most of the money.
I'd be curious to see how they define.
Well, we'll have to follow this. I'll call up Kurt Loder and we'll get a camera in the courtroom.
Get your MTV news team in there.
Get Serena the MTV Altschul. News team in there to cover.
What's she doing?
What was her name? Serena?
Serena Altschul? Something like that.
Altschul, yeah. But Tabitha Soren.
Tabitha
Soren.
What we could get Sway.
Sway with his hat.
He's still going.
He was just on Justin Kaufman's show, wasn't he?
Yeah. He has a podcast.
The girl who wrote Junk? That I interviewed.
Kennedy?
No, not Kennedy. No, not Kennedy.
Oh,
Allison
Allison Stewart.
Allison Stewart. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. So.
Now, what's Flavor Flav's name? Because you just said it,
it's
Drayton?
William Drayton, yeah.
Oh, William Drayton.
Yeah, that's his name. Okay. That's not a hype man's name.
I know. William
here Drayton. Here to get the crowd going is William Drayton, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right. Flavor Flav.
Yes. That's...
All right, Fly Jams Friday. How about this? See, that's been my problem over the years. I trust. I keep trusting a big butt and a smile.
Keep trusting big butts and smiles.
Because I like big butts, and I cannot lie. And I like smiles, so that's my problem right there. That was requested from the 773 area code. One of the initial Fly Jams.
Very nice.
Here we go. Here's another one.
I was thinking about a shortcut I could take, but it seemed. Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
Yeah, expressway to your heart.
For a second, I was like, I'm glad they're not looking on the expressway. Keep your eyes on the road.
That's right. Soul Survivor. Where are they from? Can we find out where they're from? Because expressway is a term that's used here.
Right, Midwest. Yeah, because it's a freeway.
Freeway in the on the West Coast, it's a freeway. I think it's a freeway on the East Coast as well.
If I remember, they're part of the Sound of Philadelphia.
I thought they were. They're from Philadelphia, so maybe they call it expressway in Philadelphia. I don't know.
I'll have to at the next traffic reporter meeting.
Express, yeah, yeah. Find out,
take
will you?
Take a poll.
Get Kurt Loader on it. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
They're from Philadelphia, so I guess on the East Coast, then they do call them expressways. Right. Wait, there's another. Didn't Aretha Franklin have a song with expressway?
Something of
love. It was expressway. She
freeway. I think it's freeway.
It's freeway. See, that's why I'm getting all Freeway of love. That was the expressway of love. You have to take the toll road to get to the freeway of love before you get to the expressway of love.
Yeah. That toll is very expensive.
It's big butt and a smile. That's the toll. Go! '80s Aretha Franklin right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that that picture that's going around that someone drew of, like, from that cartoon Hercules? Remember the animated movie Hercules?
Yeah.
And there was the singers in it. I forget what they were. There was some sort of
Greek chorus? Like a Greek chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they drew them all. One's Aretha and one's Beyonce and the other.
Oh, is that right?
But Aretha's a little bigger. In it, uh-huh. And I don't know if this was real, but on Twitter, she complained. She's like, who drew this? I'm not that fat. I was like, oh, gosh.
Take it easy, Aretha.
Don't get Aretha mad.
Don't get the Queen of Soul mad. That's the worst thing to do. All right, we got a break. We got weather and traffic, and then more Fly Jams Friday. You look a little confused.
Who is this?
Heavy D and the Boys.
You know he's not heavy anymore.
I think he's dead.
Wait, are you sure?
I think Heavy D died.
Well, then who was I looking at?
Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I think Heavy D passed away. Kurt Loader? Can we get Kurt Loader?
I thought.
And the reason I picked that one, the overweight love is in the house.
Oh, no, wait. It was something with Fat Joe.
Yeah, Fat Joe's not fat anymore.
Right.
Okay. Is Heavy D died, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, 2011.
He had slimmed down.
Heavy D and the Boys. The reason I chose that one is because I saw them open for PE once. I saw on the same bill. It's one of the greatest hip hop concerts I've ever seen in my life. It was at the UIC at the Pavilion.
Yeah,
this was when Fear of a Black Planet was out.
And did it have The only heavy D song I know is that now that we found love, what are we going to do?
That was the only hit he ever had, really. And I love Overweight Love in the House. That's one of my favorites. But this was the lineup. It was Salt and Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Kid and Play.
Oh.
Digital Underground.
Oh, what?
Heavy D and the Boys.
Oh.
P.E. It was unbelievable. One of the best shows I've ever been to.
Was Digital Underground, was Tupac there?
Tupac might have been there. No, sir, he might have been there. Yeah,
I
want to say this was 1990.
He might have still been in there.
Yeah.
Because he's in the videos for the...
Yeah, no. I know he was part of Digital Underground, yeah. Yeah, I bet it was. I bet Tupac was there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What an unbelievable show.
Wow.
Unbelievable show. Oh, so good. All right. Let's go back to the Fly Jams. Here's the phones. Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
A couple of weeks ago, I played a cover by a local band that made it big. This morning, I've got a cover by a local band, which is a big, popular Chicago garage band in the 60s, but they never quite made it to the big time. Here's the late Jimmy Rogers and the Mauds and their cover of Sam and Dave's Hold On from 67.
Don't you ever be sad, lean on me, yeah. Times are bad, when the day comes and you're down,
yeah.
In a river of trouble and about to drown, well hold on, I'm coming, hold on, I'm coming, hold on.
That's good. That's a good cover, Bob.
In 1970, the Mauds were still playing local bars and clubs, and they had a song called White Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is that Belushi and Aykroyd were frequent visitors to the Mauds gigs, and they picked up their first Blues Brothers skit from that White Soul song.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised by that, yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, Bob, thanks.
Hey, did you see Dexter Fowler was a Cub again last night? The Cardinals lost 3-0. Clayton Richard from the Cubs last year beat him, beat Lance Lynch. And our man Dexter, he struck out with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th, and the bases were loaded.
Wow. All right.
Say, hey, that's great. They're 5 games out now.
Yeah, I know.
Along with the Brewers.
Yeah, no, it's going to be it's a big weekend at Wrigley. Big
We'd
weekend.
Have to sweep to make to tie them at this point.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Just looking up on the screen there, Pink is in town this weekend.
Oh.
She's cool.
You can go see Pink.
I like
her
Pink.
Acrobatics.
Yeah, I like her. She's cool. Did you see her speech at the Video Music Awards about her kid?
That was sweet, but I bet the kid is like, oh. I said that in confidence.
But it was a lovely message.
It was, but if I was the kid, I'd be like,
Well, they kept cutting to the kid. The kid was smiling.
I know, because she's a little kid, but I bet you she's going to get older and be like, oh, man, it's embarrassing.
All right. I like Pink. All right. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
I do research every weekend for this show from Casey. Casey was American Top 40 in the 70s, and I think this is a Tower of Power song that you haven't played. The full title is Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream.
Okay.
Don't change horses in the middle of a stream. I thought I had to do. And if I hurt you, baby, I'll make it up to you. I can't say I haven't done it.
Yeah.
Let him without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah. Great song. We have played this one. We have played it. It's a great song, Tower of Power. Thank you, Mark. Now, I understand that Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Oh, boy.
Has a request. Is that right, DJ Shagrew?
Yes, here it is.
Let's hear Bennett, the Business of Funk's request.
Feel it come and sign my lungs. I wanna
taking all your love, release the sparks in the dark and it tear through my heart and start a fire. So before it all goes up, baby, can we burn it slow? No, 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 no. Baby, can we burn it slow? No, 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 no.
Suddenly there's some bass in the song. Jera Burns? Slow, Burn Slow. I've heard this song in a movie or something.
Probably.
I think. All right. Well, we'll have to ask the tallest, whitest, funky man of all time.
That is not funky.
Uh-oh.
No offense. I think that deserves a bong.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Wow, Mary.
I like it, but it's. I don't think it's a
fly. You don't think it's a fly jam?
No.
All right.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
It seems fly to me.
Okay.
The definition of fly is starting to get a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi. Wider. Bon Jovi, not fly.
I guess I have to modernize my fly.
Welcome to next Friday's show. There you go.